Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. Bishop Hugh Wright, the king of all the modern-day prophets, the real McCoy, the blessed man on this side of heaven. 1-800-399-7353. I'm going to do God's will. 1-800-399-7353.
Gonna do your
do God's will on today. I'm gonna do exactly what he told me. He told me to bless, heal, and deliver his children. If you got pain in your body, you call me. Telephone number 1-800-399-7353. I feel like Jeremiah on this blessed day here in Alexandria, Louisiana. I feel like fire, Monroe. Shreveport is shot up way deep down in my bones. Thank you, Jesus. Call somebody you know need help if your back has been up against the wall. I'm going to do God's will this year. I'm back home in the South. I'm back home to stay. Telephone number, 1-800-399-7353. That's 1-800-399-7353. I'm going to do God's will. I said, I'm going to do God's will. I don't care what you said, she said, he said, whatever they said. I'm going to do God's will. And those of you that need God to bless you, those of you that having problems on your job, the devil trying to come between your husband, your wife, I send them back if they're taking them away from you. That telephone number you're calling right now, 1-800-399-7353. I want you to know that can't nobody in the world do it like Bishop Uriah and Jesus. Ain't no way, even if they try. 1-800-399-7353. My prayer line is open. Not before Thanksgiving. And my Christmas special blessing. I got it in the name of Jesus. I got it. 1-800-399-7353 for today and tomorrow. All you got to do is call me. 1-800-399-7353. I see the clock on the wall. It's the time for me to leave you. God bless you. God keep you, is my prayer. And I love you with the love of the good Lord.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
You know, the goodness of the Lord is with and upon his people even now.
Amen, amen.
I see I don't have but a few witnesses. I say, how many of you know the goodness of the Lord is upon his people even now. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what's going through you. God is so good. And sometimes you just need to remind yourself. But if for some reason what you're going through prevents you from that, then you may need to have a closer walk with him. I was sitting in my study on the other day, and then last night, I, in the midst of my meditation, I pulled down the hymnal and just had a walk through memory lane on some of the songs we used to sing. We don't sing anymore. And one of them goes something like this: just a closer walk with thee. See, the old folk would know that it, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close with thee. That's right. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And then someone would break out and say this, listen. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close with thee. Listen, when my feeble life is old. Come on, help me, somebody. Time for me won't be no more. Guide me safely, safely on to thy King. Kingdom shore to thy shore. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. See, those saints wanted that with the Lord. They wanted to go closer to him. Grant it, Jesus, if you. Bless his holy name. Well, let's go into the word. Gracious God, our heavenly Father, thank you afresh now for this opportunity to hear your word today. Walk through the text with us. Let the Holy Ghost tell you the truth we're teaching today. Meet us where we are. Lift us to the place you'd have us to be for your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. The people of God said, amen. Amen. From the book of Mark, chapter 4. Verse 21, we shall begin our reading. Mark chapter 4, verse 21. And it reads, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject caution. God knows. Caution. God knows. One of the words the Lord Jesus Christ was making clear as he has finished giving the parable about the sower and then bringing the understanding to fruition, he then moves quickly to this portion of scripture that says, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. And then he says this, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Now, my brothers and sisters, it's a short word, but a powerful and potent word to the believer and to those who will hear what Jesus Christ is saying. And as the Spirit of the Lord meets and ministers to us, the first and primary thought of understanding is to help us understand that God himself knows everything. There is nothing and no one who can hide themselves or anything they think or they do from God. And so to know this gives us a reality check, and to help us to understand that there are some things that we need to check, make sure that is right in our lives, and if not, to get them right so that we can have the kind of peace underneath the skin that will bless and benefit us as we walk through this earth realm. There are some things I want us to look at as we go through the text. First thing is, it talks about a candle. It's talking about a light or a lamp. And it is meant, listen at this, to be seen. A light is meant to be seen. You don't light a candle if you don't want it to be seen. And you don't light it and then hide it somewhere where the light cannot be seen. You don't cover it up so that it loses its purpose for being in existence. Also, it's also designed not only to be seen, but to make men able to see. Did you get what I just said? To make men able to see. But then thirdly, it should be positioned where it can do the greatest good. And so when you look at this and understand that it speaks about truth and that it illuminates the reality of the truth of God's word and how it is designed to bring about the fullness of God's purpose and intent for his word, to encourage us, to inform us, to inspire us, to correct us, to give us directions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's all for our benefit. Here's the truth about it. You can't change it. The truth of God's light, the truth of God's illumination is that you cannot change it. He wants you to know it, not so you can change it, but so that you can grow from it, grow by it. It lets you see it, and once it lets you see it, the illumination of the truth, the understanding of the truth, it is designed so that you can practice it and then reap the profits of it by being able to see what God wants you to see, what God wants you to know, to handle life the way God wants you to handle life. That's why he says his people perish for a lack of knowledge, a lack of illumination or understanding about his word. Now listen to this, because I want you to see this again. He goes and he says, for there is nothing hid. And he said, well, wait a minute, preacher. What do you mean there's nothing hid? People hide stuff all the time. Yeah, their hiding is, one, temporary, and two, it is limited to us here, but it is certainly not limited to God. In other words, we can hide stuff, and we hide stuff from folk all the time. Sometimes we do such a good job. We hide it from ourselves. Now, where did I put that at? You know, we tuck it away, and sometimes we make sure that it's not easily accessible, so much so that if we don't write it down or remember our formula for finding it ourselves, sometimes we're looking for other stuff and find stuff we were looking for and couldn't find. Has it ever happened to anybody but me? Sometime when I was, you know, coming up and maturing and, you know, realized that I needed to save some money and stuff, I would start hiding money from myself. I said, well, listen, I know at least if I hide and put it here, put it there, and, you know, if it gets tough, I find it. But at least it won't be so easy for me to just put my hands on and spend it and so forth. You know, and that was before we, you know, just had all the conveniences of check card and all the rest of that stuff. Because how many of you know money just seems to fly faster when it's in cash form? You won't be as quick even to write a check as you are to pull out cash and just, you know. And so sometimes we have hidden things even from ourselves. But never ever was anything that we have hidden from God. And see, there are some things, again, that we may do in this earth realm, and we may hide it. We may hide it from for years, and may even hide it so much so that even when we die, it still remains hidden from man. There are secrets, even as I watch Discovery Channels and so forth like this, that are being discovered, hidden secrets, hidden treasures that are being discovered. The people who hid them are dead. But the discoveries are yet coming to existence, to light, to manifestation. But never, ever once were they hidden from God. And then what you got to realize is, if you do a mastery job of hiding it from men on earth, after death comes the judgment. And everything that's been done in this body, every word, every deed, every act, every thought, every action, all of it becomes clear before you as it is before God. And you'll have to give an account for it, because you cannot hide from God. That's why when we miss the mark, it's important for us to recognize, especially those of us who are saved, that we come before God and say, God, I missed it. I've messed up. I made a mistake. I've been weak in this area. I've fallen short. I've transgressed against your will. Forgive me. Strengthen me. Change me. Rearrange. It's important. Listen. He's working on us, even those of us who are saved, constantly. Not just every day, but all during the day. He's constantly working on us. We are a work in progress. I don't know anybody who's still walking around alive and well and is perfected to perfection. We are being perfected. We are being worked on. He's cutting some stuff off us, and he's maturing us and developing us, but he's still working on us. As a matter of fact, when he gets through working on all the big sins, then he starts working on the little sins. And then when he gets through working on all of the outer sins, he starts working on the inner sins. And then when he gets working on some of the sins that we have exposed, then he starts working on those that are not yet exposed, that are called secret sins. So I got news for you. He's still working on you. Tell somebody, God's still working on you. Well, they told you that. Tell them back, God's still working on you too. That's right. We won't keep it real. Some of you too proud to say it. You just think it to yourself. Yes, Lord, you still working on me. We came participate in church. You know he's still working on you. Listen at this, because what's important is to understand the truth of this word here. The Bible says this, and this is important. Neither was anything kept secret. He says again, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested or revealed. In other words, it's hide and seek. You're hiding it, God is seeking it. Everything you hide, he's seeking it, because what you're trying to do, you're so smart, you think you're hiding it from God. God sees it. And so here is the truth. Man is always looking for your shortcomings. Isn't it amazing that no matter how good you are and how high you rise, there's always somebody looking for your shortcomings, your mistakes, always want to recall and recount and recant your past. Always want to remind folk that you ain't always been what you are. Ain't always been like that. They remember when. Men are always seeking things that we once we move past some things, we just don't put them on our resume no more. But there's somebody in the place we seek to be who also remember us when. And they go looking back up trying to say, did he tell you that he used to be? Well, that's the operative word, used to be. You know, there are some people right now in the service of God who were not called at an age and a place and a stage before life had gotten bad. They've gone through some things. They have been some things. God brought them out some things. And they're standing now as a living testimony and a witness to the delivering power of God. But there's somebody talking about, I remember when. He's a preacher now, but I remember when he used to be a pimp. Well, so what if he used to be a pimp? God delivered him. What better person to preach? Look at her now. Oh, she holier than thou. She a missionary. She doing a holy dance. But I remember when she used to slide down poles. Yeah, well, don't forget while you're telling on her. Oh, I wish I had a helper in the house. You telling on yourself. Because you ain't always been saved either. But they're going to be revealed. Now, here's the good news. One of the things I love about it is if you've been delivered, if you've been set free, nobody can tell better than you what you used to be, because you ain't that no more. That's why when you tell your testimony, and you tell him, I've been through the storm and rain. I've been through this and I've been through that. And I used to be this and I used to be that. But thanks be to God, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. And I got news for you. All that stuff I did was when I was lost. But now... Tell somebody, turn the page. You back in the old stuff. Get to the new page, the current page. Let me bring you up to speed. But now I'm found. I was blind. Oh, but I can see some stuff that I couldn't see then. Mama tried to tell me about it. Daddy tried to tell me about it. The preacher tried to tell me about it. But now I see. And my brothers and sisters, when you are able to tell your own story, it diffuses the enemy for trying to reveal what you've been delivered from. Come on, give him some praise, somebody in the house. But listen, I'm not through here yet. He says, listen, neither, was anything kept secret. Now let me help you right now and give you a helpful holy hint. For those of you who want to, or who may be naive enough to think that you can keep secrets. Now you might not publicize it. You might not broadcast it. You might not make it common knowledge, but I can promise you, it ain't as secret as you think. What you're talking about? Look at what the text says. It says, neither was anything kept secret. Now again, how many of you have in life before you really learned that if you really want to try and keep things down to a minimum, shut up? Because when you tell a friend and tell that friend, don't tell nobody, what your friend does is tell their friend, don't tell nobody. And then that friend tells a friend, look, I was told, don't tell nobody. But you my friend, and I know you can keep a secret. Well, here is the problem. If you couldn't keep the secret, how can you hold your friend accountable for keeping what you couldn't keep? And every friend's got a friend. And sometimes we miss the mark. And we try, listen at this, to put it in a, listen, if it's too much, somebody said, for you to hold on to. Don't you know as it gets further away from you, it gets juicier and hotter? And it's harder for the person than it was for you to hold on to that. Because listen, they don't get the ramifications and the backdraft of the stuff that you'll get when it comes out. And one of the things that we miss is that whenever we seek to keep things a secret and share them with men, it always comes to light. Now let me give you a helpful holy hint again. If you've got a secret and you can't hold it, I recommend telling Jesus. I recommend telling your secret to somebody who can do something about your situation. And obviously it's a situation because you're trying to keep it a secret. Listen to me well. And he will give you the best advice. How many times can you look back in retrospect and realize that you went to someone with a secret, trying to get some advice, trying to deal with your issue, trying to deal with your situation, trying to vent, trying to get a little relief, and found out that they gave you the wrong advice? See, everybody don't really mean you well as much as you think. Everybody don't really want you to go where you're trying to get to. Everybody isn't always what they appear to be. And sometimes they're just waiting to get something on you. And how many times do they bring it back and present it before you? And especially if you do anything to offend them, or if you do anything that brings judgment up to them. Well, wait a minute. Wait, hold up. Now, wait. You remember what you told me? Now, just because you done got it together, I'm going through a little something. Now, I hope you understand. Like I understood when you told me about your issue. All right, wait a minute. Listen at this word, because I want you to see this. Neither, the word says, was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. That it would be seen or realized or come to pass or brought into the fullness of light. Now keep in mind, there's two arenas. There is the natural realm and the supernatural realm. I'd much rather my issues, my situation, my circumstances, etc., to be revealed in the supernatural realm. I'd much rather tell God. I'd much rather be honest and open and real with God and know that he knows me better than myself, and he wants me to come before him and to spill my heart out before him and to cast my cares upon him and to be real with him. And when he deals with me, yes, It's going to be because he loves me and wants the best.